From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
Thank you for joining us for another special edition of DeKalb Business Today here on DeKalb Business Radio X. We've got a very interesting show coming up today. We're going to talk to Derwin Wallace about the medical marijuana industry here in Georgia and across the country. But first, I want to let you know that you can follow us on Twitter at DeKalb Radio X or on Facebook, facebook.com DeKalb Business Radio X. And of course, you're listening to us live on DeKalb.businessradiox.com. And one more thing to mention, we are also a podcast on iTunes, so feel free to download us there absolutely for free. So first of all, I want to introduce our guest, Derwin Wallace. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot, Jason.
Very good. Thanks for joining us on a Friday to talk about this. So we were talking before the show about some of the work your company does. I want you to explain that to our listeners because it's very interesting. It has to do with medical marijuana, the industry here in Georgia and across the country. Somewhat controversial, you know, there's still controversy about it. Not legal everywhere, and the legality different in different states. So what is your company and exactly what does it do with the medical marijuana industry?
Jason, my company, actually, we don't touch the plant or do anything with the plant, actually. My company focuses on the Wall Street aspect of marijuana, recreational and medical. So my company, Canna Webcast, or www.canna, C-A-N-N-A, webcast, W-E-B-C-A-S-T, CannaWebcast.com. So what we do is a lot of people don't know that you have over 400 cannabis companies on the stock market right now.
This is the real stock market in New York City.
Yes.
Publicly traded. People, their 401ks, their investments, they invest in these marijuana companies?
Yes, you can invest in marijuana companies. A majority of the companies don't touch the plant. They're ancillary companies. For instance, you have Blue Line Protection Group, which in Colorado, all the growers and all the dispensaries are making all this money, but they can't put the money in the bank because it's still federally illegal. On the state level in Colorado, it's legal, but on the federal level, it's not legal. And so therefore, you can't open up a bank account. So therefore, they have millions of dollars worth of cash just laying around the facilities. So the security companies are now hired to secure that cash, to transport the cash, to transport the marijuana, to provide security and cameras. So the security companies in Colorado are now going publicly. They're now in the stock market. They're now publicly traded also. So you have a lot of ancillary businesses like that. We consider cannabis because most of their funds is derived from the cannabis industry.
Is there any extra regulation on Wall Street for these companies? Or are they treated just like other drug companies?
They're treated just like any other companies on the stock exchange. Most of them are traded over the counter. So the restrictions and the requirements over the counter, they're not regulated as much as the other companies on the NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange.
Okay.
But some of them do report, have audited financial statements. Some do not. It just depends on the different levels of the OTC that they're on.
All right. Well, let's back it up just a little bit. Talk about the status of marijuana or cannabis. Obviously, it's still illegal at the federal level. If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you know some states like Washington, Oregon, especially Colorado, have legalized recreational marijuana. Many other states have legalized some forms of medical marijuana, including here in Georgia. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up because it's a little bit weird here in Georgia how they have just recently legalized cannabis oil. It's not the same as what they legalized in other states. But first off, what is the difference between, you know, recreational marijuana and medical marijuana?
Well, recreational marijuana, a lot of people don't know it. You have different levels of marijuana. So you have THC is the ingredient which causes euphoria or gets you high. And so they could genetically grow the plant where it has high levels of THC, which gets you, you know, high levels of euphoria or high. They can also genetically engineer the plant where it has high levels of CBD. CBD is the medical ingredient in marijuana that researchers are saying possibilities to help you with seizures, help you with arthritis and pain, some applications for cancer. So it's two different ingredients, and the THC is what gets you high, and the CBD part of the marijuana plant is for medical purposes. So CBD is for the medical marijuana, and THC is for the recreational marijuana.
And so there's companies out there that grow different strains of this marijuana, and then some, I guess, process it beyond just what you see in the movies and what you might know if you're familiar with marijuana as a leafy green plant. There's oils, and there's, I guess, pills, and
yes,
something that looks more like something you get from your pharmacy.
Yes. So the medical marijuana, you can get it in, you know, oil form, you can get it in pill form, you can get it as a patch. So it's different forms that you can get the medical marijuana in. And that's what Georgia is legalizing and going forward and trying to legalize other medical marijuana forms.
Okay. Now let's talk about Georgia for a minute, since we brought it up earlier. If you've been following the stories, I think last year the legislature passed a law allowing medical marijuana in certain cases, but it's not marijuana. It's not like the kind of marijuana that people smoke. It's a cannabis oil. What is that?
Well, cannabis oil, it's you know, they manufacture it where it's in oil form, and it's the form, it's CBD. It's not the THC. So it has virtually almost no THC or very low levels of THC, which is, again, what gets you high. So they can genetically engineer the plant where it has very high levels of the medical marijuana ingredient CBD, which that's what they use for, you know, different apps, medical applications.
Okay, but so someone maybe that didn't have a serious illness looking just to get high, they're not going to get that from cannabis oil the way they would marijuana plant.
Okay. No, they'll have to take a lot of it.
So that's obviously, I think, what the legislatures here in Georgia were thinking when they passed that law. They wanted to make it very specific so there wasn't this idea that medical marijuana was a joke, that it was just an excuse for people to go out and buy marijuana that wanted to get high.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
I think a lot of it focused around these families that had children that suffered from seizures with severe forms of cancer. The new research is showing that this form of CBD, cannabis oil, can actually help them.
Yes, and it's different strains of marijuana. And as you were talking about the seizures, they found the strain that Charlotte's Web is a good strain for seizures. And that's why a lot of research need to be done. It need to figure out what strains are good for what illnesses. But they found out that Charlotte Web strain is good for seizures, but you can't get it here. You can get it in Colorado, but you can't get it everywhere. You have to go to a manufacturer that produces that certain strain. So even in Colorado, it may be difficult to get.
So here in Georgia, the legislature legalized this cannabis oil. If I had one of these conditions that they passed the bill that they want the cannabis oil to help me with, can I go get that here in Georgia?
No, you can't.
How does that make any sense?
Well, they did legalize cannabis oil for certain ailments. But, you know, I guess it's a step in the right direction. But you can't grow marijuana here. You can't sell marijuana in medical form, even in cannabis with the medical cannabis with the CBD. You can't get it here. You can't grow it here. And you can't ship it from any other state like Colorado, where it's legal, to Georgia. It's illegal. So in other words, Jason, you can't, it's legal. The cannabis oil is legal in Georgia, but you can't get it.
Okay, so for the people who want it, I guess they considered it a victory, maybe a step in the right direction. We're a long way away, we're away. It will take more. Something's going to have to happen at the Gold Dome before families can get access to this drug here in Georgia.
Yes, it's a step in the right direction. And you asked me before we got on air, you know, why would they make it legal and then you can't get it? But it's very complicated because they got to figure out how to regulate it. They got to figure out how to tax it. You know, who gets the licenses? Like in New York, in the whole state of New York, they only gave out 5 licenses. So, and majority of those people that got licenses, they were pretty well connected. You know, so they just got to figure out all these different dynamics if they're going to legalize medical marijuana here.
Another legal speed bump in this whole process, we've been talking about the legalization at the state level here in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, but it's still illegal nationally at the federal level, right?
Yes, it's illegal at the federal level. So it's only legal at the state level in Colorado, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, and D.C., recreational. Medical marijuana is legal in 23 states.
Wow.
But I'm getting ready to tell you something that's kind of ironic. So medical marijuana is a Schedule I drug. That means it has no medicinal purposes, no medical purposes.
Right.
Just like heroin. What the activists are trying to do is get the government to turn it into a Schedule II drug, which a Schedule II drug may have a medical purposes. So since it's a Schedule I drug, the government is actually saying that
right.
It has no medicinal purposes. But on the other hand, if you look, guess who has a patent on medical marijuana?
Well,
the United States government.
How is that possible? they want to hold all the cards?
Yes, okay. I think so. So on the one hand, they say it's a Schedule I drug. It has no medicinal purposes. It's illegal. But then they have a patent on medical marijuana. Well, so in that case, if they have a patent on medical marijuana, that means when all these companies start doing research with medical marijuana on what the drug could heal, what ailments it could heal, guess who they have to get the marijuana from?
Now it starts to make sense. So the federal government.
Yes, which is the University of Mississippi, is contracted with the federal government to grow the marijuana. And so that's where a lot of the researchers would have to kind of get the marijuana from.
All right. Let's bring it back to business for a minute, because this is Business Radio X. Mm-hmm. So now that it's been legalized in some states, we've gone over some of the issues we have with federal regulation. But there's a lot of money starting to exchange hands legally. There's always been some money exchanging hands with marijuana. Mm-hmm. But now we're talking about legal money.
Yes.
Especially in those Western states we talk about, Colorado, Washington, Oregon. And is there money exchanging hands here in Georgia?
I don't think it's any money exchanging hands in Georgia, because they're still trying to figure out the legislation. Mm-hmm. But legally, throughout the United States, marijuana represents about $2.7 billion for 2014. It should be $3 billion this year. And in 5 years, it should be over $10, $11 billion.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's just the legal. So yeah. The illegal part of marijuana is very large.
There's a lot of money, I think, exchanging hands in Atlanta on that side. But that's a topic for another show.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But as we're moving into this arena of medical marijuana, you decided to start your company.
Yes.
And how does your company help people in this industry, this kind of growing infancy of this industry?
Okay. So my company, I have a website called Cannabis Investor Webcast. Cannabis Investor Webcast. Again, the website is cannawebcast.com, C-A-N-N-A webcast.com. So a lot of people that I've talked to, they said, "Oh, I can't wait to the feds legalize cannabis and it comes to Georgia." And I see all these ads for seminars on how to open up a dispensary and how to get a license and a grow facility. And, you know, I get kind of upset, because I say that they're really taking people's money, because you're not really going to be able to get a dispensary, or you're really not going to be able to get a grow facility. Like, again, in New York, only five people got a dispensary license, and a lot of those people were well connected. So how does one participate in the marijuana market if you're not going to be able to open up a grow facility or a dispensary? And let me just go back and maybe give you some color. And one of the reasons I opened it, I thought about my idea, was that, you know, a lot of minorities have been, I think I was reading one day that a lot of minorities, over 50% of minorities in prison was on a marijuana charge. So the prisons are private prisons. So they make money, around $65,000 per prisoner per year from the state and the government to house these prisoners. So I thought to myself, you know, a lot of the minorities went to prison on marijuana charges. And now that it's legal, they won't be able to participate in the marijuana industry. So how could one participate in the industry now if they can't get a grow facility or dispensary? So I thought about going around the back door. Why not buy the stocks in the companies that get the marijuana, like the dispensary licenses and the grow facility licenses? Because if you're a stockholder, you're actually the boss. A lot of people don't realize that the stockholders are over the board of directors, and the board of directors are over the CEO, and the CEO is over the rest of the employees. So who's the boss? The boss is the stockholders. And if you are a stockholder in these cannabis companies, you are the boss, and you control, pretty much control the industry.
What are some of those companies? Tell us about some of these, the stocks that you talk about on Canna Webcast.
Some of my favorites are the biotech companies, the companies that's doing research development and clinical trials on marijuana to see what illnesses it heals, like glaucoma, seizures, cancer. So one of my favorites is GW Pharmaceuticals. They're based in London. Their stock is $80-some a share right now. One of my favorites that's pretty low right now, that's only 70 cents, is Nemus Bioscience. Their R&D clinical trials cannabis company. So I love the cannabis biotechs, the ones that's doing research and development and clinical trials with marijuana. Another one of my favorites sectors in cannabis is testing. So you have DigiPath is a testing company. They test for different pesticides and things and potency in the marijuana. So think about it. When the state legalizes it, when the federal government legalizes marijuana, the first thing they're going to have is all these rules, regs, and testing, because they don't want people, you know, using marijuana and then it's a bunch of pesticides in it and they get sick and they die. So all the marijuana, recreational and medical, is going to have to be tested. So my favorite companies to invest in are the testing companies that's publicly traded on the stock market. And again, one of my favorites is DigiPath.
And that's also maybe if you're looking to invest and you're not really sure where the status of medical marijuana is going to be in a couple of years. We got a presidential election coming up. Mm-hmm. Depending on who wins, it could change everything.
Yes.
So you might go, well, I don't want to invest in something as volatile as medical marijuana. Mm-hmm. Laws change. But these other companies, these ancillary companies that support the industry,
yes,
some of them have been around maybe before marijuana. You're not actually investing in marijuana medical marijuana. You're investing in a regular company. It just happens to be there's a growth market there.
Yes. So these are companies, they have other lines of revenue besides marijuana. Mm-hmm. So they're expanding into the marijuana industry. For instance, another sector I like is security. I was telling you before the interview, before we got on air, that a lot of the cannabis companies, the grow facilities, the dispensaries, they have, you know, tens of thousands, even millions of dollars worth of cash laying around. They can't put it in the bank because banks are federally regulated. Right. The marijuana is not federally legal, so they can't put the money in the bank. So they have all this money laying around. So they hire these security companies. The security companies, they transport the marijuana and the money, the cash, and they secure the facilities. And so they're going on the stock exchange now. So when I say cannabis companies on the stock exchange, most of the cannabis companies are ancillary companies. They don't touch the plant. Mm-hmm. They just provide services for the industry. One of my favorite for security is Blue Line Protection Group and Canna Security America. Blue Line Protection Group and Canna Security America.
Wow. Okay. And if someone's interested in investing in these stocks, do they just talk to their broker, like buying stock in Apple?
Yes, you could talk to your broker, but your broker, this is a very new industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't even say it's in its infant stage. I would say it's in its pre-birth stage.
Yeah.
So when you call your investment advisor, financial advisor, stockbroker, and you start talking cannabis, they're not going to know anything about the industry because it's in its infant stages. So they're going to say to you, well, I don't know much about that industry. I don't recommend that you invest in the industry, because they hadn't researched the industry. But I'm a big fan of you got to get in early, because once it goes federally legal, it's going to be too late to invest in these stocks. Once it goes, they say it's federally legal, the stocks are going to shoot up and they're going to be too expensive and everybody's going to start buying the stock and it's going to be really too late.
And so that's kind of where your company comes in, Canna Webcast. People go to that website, they're going to learn more about these companies, pros and cons of investing in them. First of all, how are these companies doing? I imagine the last couple of years, I mean, the stock market's a gamble. There's some companies that go up, some go down. Overall, are you seeing growth in the cannabis industry?
Well, last year the sector did really well. This year, all the stocks tanked. It's a lot of hype. It was a lot of hype in the industry last year because of Colorado going legal, and so all the stocks shot up, and everybody got excited, and they start buying the stocks, and then the hype went down this year, and now we're back down to reality. And a lot of the stocks fail, so crashed. And so it is a great time to buy these stocks now. But not all the stocks are great. Some of them are scams. They're trying to make money. The CEO and the CFO and the senior management team, they get founder stock. So when they start a company, they get free stock. And they're just trying to get rich off the stock.
They're trying to pump the stock up. Yeah. And we've all seen movies like that. Wall Street. And
pump and dump.
Wall Street.
Yeah, so you got to be careful. So I have what you call Marijuana Stock Club, and the phone number to the Marijuana Stock Club is 470-395-0322. Again, 470-395-0322. And what we do is we're a club, and you just join. It's like $25 a month, and we show you how to research cannabis stocks. We have a Wall Street analyst that come on and talk about what stocks to buy. And, you know, we go to different conferences and cannabis investor conferences. So we're a club, and we show you which stocks and research which stocks are pretty much the good ones to buy.
You're listening to DeKalb Business Radio on DeKalb Business Today. We're talking with Derwin Wallace, president and CEO of Canna Webcast. And you got a couple of other websites here, too. So I want to talk about a couple of them. I guess they're a little bit different than Canna Webcast. You got the Canna Investor Conference.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
The Canna Investor Conference is, I decided, I'm an investor relations guy. So I worked at Home Depot. Mm-hmm. I was there with Bernie Marcus and Arthur Blank in the good old days. I was in investor relations. I was a low-level investor relations person at that time. Ever since then, I've been director of investor relations at other companies. But I decided to actually have a cannabis investor conference here in Atlanta. So people can come and talk to the CEOs of these cannabis companies face to face, listen to their presentations, so they can make an informed decision on whether they should buy the stocks in these publicly traded cannabis companies or not buy the stocks. So it's really hard for an individual investor to sit down with a CEO and talk to him directly. So at our conference, you will be able to do that. So people from around the world, from around the United States, will come to this conference in Atlanta be able to talk to CEOs about their cannabis companies.
Do you have a date for the conference yet?
I think it's May 23rd, 2016.
Okay, so you got a little bit of time to get ready for the conference.
Yes.
And where's it going to be held, you know?
It's going to be held in the Perimeter, over there by the Perimeter Mall. You could just go to the website, CannaInvestorConference.com.
All right. And one other website that you listed here that you're working with, the MicroCap Webcast. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, MicroCap Webcast is it's the same format as the Cannabis Investor Webcast. So with the Cannabis Investor Webcast, we have nobody has to travel. Nobody has to take time off from work to go to a conference. Mm-hmm. We have it once a month. And with the Cannabis Investor Webcast, you just log on, the CEOs log on, they give a presentation for 30 minutes. The audience are investors and Wall Street analysts and media from around the country. They log on, and we have 9 to 10 CEOs present for the day. One comes on at 9, another comes on at 10, and they present their company to investors, analysts, and media. And for 30 minutes, and then the audience gets to ask questions for 15 minutes. So it's a way to get to talk to CEOs and ask some questions without having to travel and spending money. So the Cannabis Investor Webcast is strictly for cannabis companies. Microcap investor webcast mm-hmm. is no particular industry. They're all micro or small companies. They could be in any industry, but the CEO of these companies present to investors all around the country and outside the country, and they get to ask questions also.
Going back to the cannabis industry, specifically medical, where do you see medical marijuana in 5, maybe 10 years from now?
I see medical marijuana 5, 10 years. I think it would be legalized in all 50 states.
Even here in Georgia?
Yes.
You see it above the cannabis oil? Are they going to legalize smokable marijuana?
We got a ways for...
It's a pretty conservative state. So.
Yeah, we got a ways before recreational or smoking marijuana mm-hmm. comes to Georgia. But medical marijuana, I think, would be fully legal, and you could get it, you know, here in Georgia. Either it'll be grown, or you can ship it across state lines in 5 years. So I think that'll be the case in all 50 states. Recreational, I think you probably got another 5 to 10 years before that would be legal throughout the United States.
Okay, so either way you cut it, there's going to be tremendous growth in this sector.
Yes, yes.
Whether it's legal here in Georgia or not, because other states have already legalized.
Yes, yes.
All right.
And that's why Florida is such a big key state for the marijuana industry. Florida figures that if they could legalize it before Georgia, then they could get a lot of those revenues. You know, a lot of the people that want that marijuana eventually, not now, but when it becomes legal and after, you know, they figure out the legislation and the regulations, that a lot of the grow facilities and dispensaries in Florida would be eventually able to sell to Georgia. So I think Florida is way ahead of us as far as legalizing it. And they think that that's a benefit in Florida because they can actually sell it to our locals.
We've had the Florida-Georgia water wars. Now we have the Florida-Georgia yes. marijuana wars as
yes.
well.
Yes.
All right. Well, on that, Derwin Wallace, thank you so much for taking time to come talk with us about this very interesting, somewhat controversial and complex issue.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, it's definitely a new industry in some states. Legality still up for question here in Georgia to a certain extent. But if you're looking to invest in a new industry, maybe cannabis industry is something that you want to be interested in. If you want to learn more about his company, it's Canna Webcast, CannaWebcast.com. Check them out online, or you can look for a link on our website, thecab.businessradiox.com. All right, that's about all the time we have today. So for executive producer Matt Holmes, I'm Jason Becknell. We'll see you next time here on DeKalb Business Radio X.